Richard Bong, America's ace of aces, shot down 40 enemy aircraft during World War II, the most of any American pilot in any war. He was a national hero till his death in 1945. Major Bong's achievements have faded since then, but today a museum bearing his name opens near his hometown in northern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Radio's Mike Simonson reports.
The centerpiece of the Bong Heritage Center is a painstakingly restored P-38 plane, the kind Bong flew in the Pacific. On the nose of this unusual-looking twin-propeller fighter is a large picture of his future wife and the name Marge painted alongside it. Bong had shot down 21 Japanese planes when the Air Corps sent him home on his first furlough in 1943. That's when Marjorie Ventendahl first saw him at a homecoming dance at Superior State College.
When he walked into the gymnasium where the thing was taking place, you could just hear, I called it like the buzzing of blue flies, you could just hear this murmur, you know, there he is, you know.
Ventendahl was the homecoming queen, and Bong's job was to crown the new king. She and Bong soon fell in love. Their new romance was very public. Ventendahl said Bong was uncomfortable with all the attention.
With the press, he was always, yes, no, I don't want to talk about that. But among his friends, he was very relaxed, has a wonderful sense of humor, loved to sing. Besides that, he was just darn cute.
Everyone knew the dangers pilots faced. Sergeant Elwood Barden was his crew chief in New Guinea. His strongest memory is of Bong returning from one particularly harrowing mission, his plane riddled with bullet holes.
So I jumped up there on the wing and said, well, Major, did you do anything? He said, yeah, I think I got four, but says you might better check my tail section back there. I think I got hit. I went back there on the left side of that boom, and the ailerons was almost shot off.
By mid-1944, Bong topped World War I ace Eddie Rickenbacker's 26 kills, and in December of that year registered his 40th and last kill. Awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, Bong was called home. The military thought it would be a good idea to get him out of harm's way. But even Bong's stunts at home are legendary. He is said to have done a loop under and over San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. While on leave, he buzzed under a much smaller bridge in Duluth, Minnesota. John Hoff was 12 years old at the time.
It happened, yeah. I watched it. Yeah, I saw him emerge from, I didn't see him line up for the bridge because I'm just staring. If you're staring out behind, I'm looking down Park Point, and of course the aerial bridge is right at the base of it, and I just saw this blur before the bridge, and then up he arises from between the piers, and he was gone.
Even though he survived World War II, Major Richard Bong died testing a Lockheed fighter jet over Burbank, California, on the same day the United States dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. At the time of his death, Marjorie Bong had been married to him for only 6 months. Now she works to keep his memory alive and says she's heartened that next spring's graduating class at the U.S. Air Force Academy chose Richard Bong as the man they would best like to emulate. For NPR News, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.